Who were the winners and who were the losers as a result of the MP's expenses scandal? I think that's an interesting thing to look at. It's clear that the newspapers were big winners. The Daily Telegraph must have done extremely well out of all of this, and I think that quite a lot of the local press also benefited quite considerably, because this was an interesting story. People were buying papers at a time when perhaps they might not have been doing so otherwise. It's also very interesting, I think, that the Conservatives did as well as they did out of this particular scandal. I mean, it doesn't make sense in many ways, because if you look at the claims made by quite a lot of the Conservatives, they're far more likely to have been doing things like employing family members or buying houses for their families or renting from their families or perhaps spending on non-essentials. I think what seems to have happened is that there are a number of very florid cases which came out, and the Daily Telegraph focused on those, things like the Duck Island and various other things of that nature. But in general, the Labour Party claims were much more detailed. They were much more likely to be claiming on little things. And these were the kind of interesting items that the papers seemed to like to get focused on. So, you know, there was a lot of emphasis on Labour Party people and perhaps their claims for a Kit Kat or a bar of chocolate or biscuits. You know, so that was seen by many people as quite unacceptable. So the result of this was that there were a lot of MPs, and especially Labour MPs, that were getting a lot of scrutiny from the press in the time which was then the run-up to the local government and European elections. Now, one probably has to accept the fact that there was some political manipulation within all of this. It was perfectly clear that these stories were playing very badly with people who would normally regard themselves as Labour Party voters. A lot of angry people were clamouring for MPs as a whole class to be punished in some way by all of this. And I'm certain that when it came to the vote for June, that a lot of the voting behaviour that we saw was about punishing MPs rather than a considered estimate of what might be best for them, either in terms of their local government or the European Parliament. I certainly sat and watched the votes coming out of the ballot boxes at that stage, and what I was seeing is not something which was a rational response to real political situations that we have and real choices. It was a very fragmented vote, and it was about anger, I'm sure of that. I mean, there were little drawings and things like that on some of the ballot papers, and it was clear that people were just expressing anger. So, as a result of that, we now have a situation where large numbers of people who would normally vote Labour are now not represented in their local authorities. There's very weak representation of the Labour Party, and many people's interests are, I would say, being actively damaged as a result of that. So I would say that losers in all of this are the democratic system and the electorate.